All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. And you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, in a shocker to the basketball world earlier this week, center DeMarcus Cousins decided to join the Golden State Warriors on a one-year deal for just $5.3 million. Now, in nine NBA seasons, Cousins has averaged 21.5 points, 11 rebounds, and 3.2 assists. Cousins is a four-time All-Star, but he has never appeared in the NBA playoffs. Now, there's going to be a lot of questions about this. One of the big ones, Cousins is coming off of an Achilles injury, and that is something that is very tough to come off of in any sport, and it's even tougher in basketball. I don't expect Cousins to be ready for the start of the regular season. And, you know, if and when he does become healthy, will anybody be able to stop the Warriors? Those are some questions that have to be asked. I look at it like this. From Golden State's standpoint, I think this is money in the bank, because the Warriors have shown that, you know what, they know when to ratchet it up. They did that this past season. A lot of people were worried about them coming down the stretch. Golden State simply had it on cruise control. They were getting themselves fresh. They were getting themselves right for another title run, and it ended with them winning their third championship in the past 4 years. I look at it like this. I don't think he'll be ready for the start of the regular season. I think he will, you know, be a part of this team sometime during the second half of the season. And I think it works out as a trade, you know, for the Warriors, in that sense that you pick up a guy late that can just help you when the postseason rolls around. Now, if Cousins is healthy, the rest of the NBA is in trouble, because you're talking about a situation. Who do you simply double on this team? Because now the Warriors would have a legitimate post presence. Now, I know that there are going to be some people out there to say, hey, he's coming off of an Achilles injury and he's a big man. All of that is very true. However, it's a situation with Cousins going to Golden State. He's not going to be asked to drop 25 points and 15 rebounds. That's not it. His thing is just to get some boards and hit a few shots down low and give Golden State a legit presence in the paint. And I think he can do that in a reduced role. You look at this Warriors team and they're already loaded. And it's one of those things simply where the rich got richer. Now, I know that there was one story coming out that no team offered Cousins a contract. There's another story coming out that he turned down $40 million for 2 years from the New Orleans Pelicans. I look at it like this. Some people are going to be mad about Cousins joining the Golden State Warriors. Some people aren't. But if you look at the current landscape of the NBA, this is the NBA that we are playing in. Now, I know that LeBron James took some flack when he started jumping around from team to team in 2010. And some of it was deserved, some of it wasn't. But I'll say it like this. As LeBron is the best player in the NBA, everybody else is going to see that. And everybody else is going to feed off of that. So LeBron is going to move around. And then on top of that, the players see that there is no loyalty from the owners to them. Because again, last summer, the Clippers signed Blake Griffin to a massive contract extension. Had all of the pomp and circumstance in the world. Told Blake Griffin he was going to be a Clipper for life. And a few months later, he was traded to the Detroit Pistons. So guys looking at it, And it's one of those things, especially with the salary cap now, do you want to win or do you want to get paid? Cousins has never been to the playoffs. He would have been going to the playoffs this year had he not gotten hurt with the New Orleans Pelicans. They enjoyed a run to the Western Conference semis, but it's a situation. Not only is he going to be on a playoff team next season, he's going to be on a playoff team that has a great opportunity to win it all. So this is a business move by DeMarcus Cousins. This is also a business move by the Golden State Warriors. Remember, Kevin Durant took less money to give the Warriors some cap flexibility. They use their mid-level exception to bring in DeMarcus Cousins, and they can still add more pieces. And I know that there are going to be some people that are going to say, well, you can't keep doing this forever because everybody wants to get paid. Klay Thompson has already said he's willing to take less money when his contract is up. I'm not sure about Draymond Green, and I'm not sure about Steph Curry, but the situation is this. Everybody can be paid and be comfortable, but it's all about do you want to win or do you want to get paid? And right now, this Warriors team, they're very tight-knit. They're all together, and they're just simply focused on winning. Three championships in 4 years is nothing to sneeze at, and now they have a very good shot of making it 4 and 5. They are still the envy of the league, and they will continue to be for at least the next few years. But I will say this. It is going to be darn near impossible to defeat this team in a 7-game series. Even if DeMarcus Cousins is 75% of the player that he was pre-injury. Because there is nobody that you can double. And all of this, you know what? Let's focus on this guy. No. You can't just focus on Steph. You can't just focus on KD. And all of them together are simply going to make each other better. And I think, hey, like I said, just use the first half of the season. Let him practice. Let him get healthy. Let him, you know, form a bond with his new teammates. And let him just work back into it smoothly. He probably will only be in Oakland for 1 year. Because I think if he helps his team win a championship, he's going to go out there and look to get that massive contract that he wanted or was expecting to get this summer. But in the meantime, sit back. This is going to be an interesting ride with the Warriors. And I would be highly, highly surprised if we don't see them hoisting the Larry O'Brien trophy once again next June. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.